Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching with her yoga ball, while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group, let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle, when she stops to ask you about circuit training, or resistance training, anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon, you're spotting each other for sets of 15. Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. The Bulls are in Oklahoma City tonight to tip off their six-game road trip. Taj Gibson is back after sitting out the Philly game with a sore ankle. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they fell 6 points behind the Wild after dropping their third straight with a loss in San Jose. Tomorrow night, they play in Arizona. The St. Louis Blues fired Ken Hitchcock, and Mike Yeo takes over as head coach. NFL, the city of San Diego has reportedly reached out to the league office to inquire about the availability of the Oakland Raiders. Roger Goodell told the NFL media today that he's very committed to Thursday night football. He says less turnovers and penalties in those games would lead to, quote, high-quality football on Thursday night, end quote. In baseball, the Cubs acquired right-handed pitcher Eddie Butler in exchange for right-handed pitcher James Ferris. Butler was selected by Colorado in the supplemental first round of the 2012 draft. In 2016, he went 2-5 with a 7.17 ERA and 9 starts and 17 appearances in the big leagues. The two teams also exchanged international bonus money slots. The Cubs designated Dylan Floro from their 40-man to make room for Butler on that roster. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday as the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Burn
Weinstein and Goff Show.
Rajan got his wish. The young dudes have gotten more ink in the last 3 days than like if you want to know what Denzel Valentine.
Denzel's getting it in Hoffman Estates is part of the problem.
At what point can you stop sending first-round picks to the D-League? I understand if you want to get Chris Felicio.
Have like a number of options like in baseball?
Yeah, some minutes for Chris, you know, some minutes for Paul Zipser. But when Bobby Portis and Denzel Valentine are getting those D-League minutes, Jimmy Butler's a long time ago. You're sending dudes to the D-League. So you're supposed to be the guys that are ready to play NBA basketball, right?
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Lionel Hollins.
Fans were getting on me one night and I'd bow with both fingers up on either hand. And I went from section to section to section, and I took a seat on the bench. I don't think I would have been able to survive that mistake in today's basketball. I had many fights on the court. I've kicked people when somebody's tried to hurt me. I've gone at them. In my era, if the exposure had been the way it is, and, you know, I can imagine waking up in the morning at ESPN, and every one of those shows is talking about something that I'd done.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
See, that's not a mistake. That's the one thing, and I love Lionel Hollins sharing that story with us. But when you methodically walk from section to section in the arena and give everybody the double bird, that's not a mistake. Oops, no. Oops. What did I just do? No.
Yeah, because you can't come out with some half-assed statement afterwards and saying, I lost it. You know, my temper got the best of me. At some point, you're cooling down as you are addressing section 215.
All right, let's say section 112, 113. All right, did I get this? Who's the last
athlete to give a crowd the bird? I mean, Jack McDowell famously,
Jack
right?
Jack McDowell, as he was leaving the mound.
You know, but just somebody just, you know what? This is how I feel about you guys.
Mm-hmm. Jose Paniagua.
Nice call.
But there was some, you know, they thought maybe he was giving it to the umpire, maybe. So we don't know, but
right. Only Chris would remember Jose Pennywater.
Jose Paniagua. Every water.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, was it Paniagua? Is it bread and water?
Is that? Yeah. See, Joe Bread and Water. It is.
Joey Bread and Water.
Yeah. Yep. Those were the days, though, where you could do that kind of stuff and get away with it. Like before the NBA had to be rinsed and
sanitized,
propped up for the people and the marketing geniuses and
the front office. Airbrushing Allen Iverson's tattoos.
Oh, yeah, like you know the NBA didn't test for weed before 99, if I'm not mistaken. Think about that. I think I read that somewhere yesterday that 99 was the first year that the NBA started testing for marijuana.
We have to stop these people from smoking their blunts.
Right. And up until what, last year?
Even the top thugs.
We were talking about during the break, like, is that like Top Golf where, you know, you just get assigned a thug and you can just, you know, play a round or two with them. You know, you get your malt beverage of choice. You know, your favorite pack of menthol cigarettes.
We had fun at Top Golf.
Never been.
Oh, it's great.
Never been.
It's great. We had a really good time. We spent like 2 hours there just whacking balls all over the place and making up our own little scoring games and everything. It was fun.
Yeah, those fun days are over for me.
No, you'll be able to take him golfing.
Well, not for another, 3-4 years. Like right now, he's just a ball of spit, throw up, poop, and crying.
Now, speaking of hockey, just get him on skates. The earlier, the better.
I gotta find a rink. Yeah, but I live down here, so.
Johnny's.
Is it down Madison?
Yeah, there's two. Johnny's East, Johnny's West. Right there for you.
But I remember what I said. I want him to be the only one.
I mean, you know, it's funny.
I want him to be the only one on his team in his league.
He won't be.
You kidding me?
He won't be.
I want him to understand what our forefathers and our ancestors had to go through.
Speaking of Johnny's, I want him to break through. And all this stuff about Chicago, and it's a hellscape, it's a war zone, it's the worst place in the world. I realized it the other day. You know, we had a tournament at Johnny's, and I needed to run to Walgreens. Like, I needed to fix something. I needed duct tape,
get some glue or something. Yeah.
Yeah, so I walk out, and I didn't really think about it until I was walking back. It's two blocks, right? Mm-hmm. And I realized, I said, man, I am standing right now in a Walgreens on the corner of Madison and Western. I said, if you had told me when I was a kid going to Chicago Stadium, and we used to make the drive from my dad's office in the loop, and look around that area. And even after that, when I would come down to games in high school with my friends, what the corner of Madison and Western was. And here I am in standing here, and there's a fresh market over here that just opened up, and all the, you know, strip malls and the whole thing. The fact that I hadn't thought of it, like if you did a time lapse, yeah. I said, here I am standing here and not having a second thought about it. Here I am on damn Madison and Western, where that's like, we used to talk about that as like, oh yeah, that's the kind of thing you'd see down in Madison and Western, Madison and Pulaski, you know, that kind of thing. And it was just amazing to me. Yet, you know, that entire area completely revitalized and continuing to creep all through to different areas. You got, you know,
people talk about the pros and cons of gentrification and what it does.
I completely understand that you're going to have displaced communities, mm-hmm. and sometimes it happens too rapidly and rents go up and people have nowhere to live. But if
war zones are hatched, you know, like little areas where people don't have any ownership. All of a sudden, they get dropped into it. Next thing you know, there's no good education. There's no after school programs. There's the arts have been cut. You know, like there's a reason why a lot of this happens. On top of people not valuing life enough.
Yeah, sure.
Like there's a lot of things, but I understand what you're saying, man. Like
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow.
I dated a girl who lived in Oak Park, and you know her family is from, you know, the other side of Austin, but they moved to Oak Park.
That changes in like one street. Block. When you drive down mm-hmm. north, mm-hmm. any way you want to get mm-hmm. there, Lake Street, like right by the Garfield Park Conservatory, mm-hmm. yeah. and then you go a couple blocks. There's a rink right there, actually, Ridgeland, a beautiful little rink. And that changes. It goes like...
Love them like family, but I saw some things like, you know, every once in a while we'd all go out, you know, on the other side of Austin, and I'd be like, yo, this is because, you know, there's this... age old kind of like there's a thing between people who are used to the South Side, people who are used to the West Side, mm-hmm. and the two factions kind of don't rock with each other. Like they would always tell me because most of my family is from the South Side, and you know I spent every weekend of my life damn near at my grandmother's house, and I'm like, oh, I don't mess with you South Side dudes. I'm like, what? Like, do you see what's happening on the other side of Austin? Like, how are you to say anything about the South Side? Right. But man, like, yeah, there's a lot of neighborhoods where you can walk around and then you hit a wrong block or two. But that's the thing. Nationally, it isn't being.
But you're not kidding about Austin, though.
It's one block. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like hair salon, right off of Taylor, salon, yeah, food yeah, and liquor, yeah. hair salon, cross Austin, Starbucks, Subway, Starbucks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You go into a bar, you see a money tree, you're like, oh, I'm in the right spot. They're pouring heavy over here, JB's. Yeah, let's get it on. Nah, man, it's a different world. You just got to be aware of your surroundings.
Stonecutter reminds us, Brian Cox to the fans in Buffalo. That Brian Cox flipped them all off. If we're talking about great athlete bird flipping.
Did he?
I don't
remember that.
Wouldn't surprise
I remember
me.
Him doing the Chapter 13 on a hot dog stand thing when he and Northy got into it.
That was great.
Yeah, it was terrific. It was great for the station, too.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great for the station.
Well, I was a guy standing right in front of him. Heart, heart. See the wizard. Get some heart. Yeah, get some balls.
No balls.
Talking about Fred Hoiberg again.
Right. And Brian Cox comes through right. after they win the Super Bowl. He comes through just to ceremonially cut off Fred Hoiberg's balls. It's like a ribbon cutting. Right. Like everybody comes to the city with a giant. Pair of scissors to snip.
The ceremonial removal of the coach's balls.
Oh, man, you think Fred listens? You think Fred's one of those dudes who resets every single day? Is like today's he sits up like the Undertaker in his bed. He just sits straight up and he goes.
Today's the day I
casket kicks open.
Right, right. He's like, today's the day. I'm not gonna let any of this get to me. I am an NBA head coach, and damn it, people like
I
me.
I am good enough. Right, I am right, smart right. enough.
Yep. I'm making $5 million annually. I am not gonna let this happen. He makes the kids lunches. He hangs out with the lady for a little bit.
I faced down a health scare. Right. I had a surgery on my aorta. Nothing
I had
stop
an
me.
NBA career. Yep. I played in the league, you know, alongside
today,
some of the greats.
They're going to listen to me.
Right. And he gets in the car and immediately just turns on the station. He just shrinks down in the seat. Oh. Like he pulls up to the Advocate Center and people are like, hey, Fred, you've been parked out here for about an hour and a half. He's like, I'm just trying to get myself together, man. Like, can I get myself together before I go in?
I'm just having my daily cry.
Right? It's like the dude, you know, who hates his job, who like stands outside of his gig the entire time, just trying to muster up that strength. I'm sure a couple of those dudes are listening now. Like, we've all had that bad job where, like, whew, all right, This is what you got to do today. This is a job. You got to feed your family. You got to get yourself a pack of smokes. But damn it, you go in there and you don't let anything stop you. And then you run into the person you hate immediately as you open the door. Like Jimmy and Rajan are waiting there for like, what you say, Fred?
What's up, coach?
Yeah, how you doing, Fred?
Hey, coach.
D-Wade's in the corner like not saying anything to anybody. He's just being spiteful like, nah, this is what y'all want. Enjoy yourselves. I'm not practicing today, by the way. Yeah, man.
My knees hurt, and I'm old. I'll be over here.
Yeah, they really, now that I think about it, there isn't really a bad guy in the situation. It's just a bunch of bad results, you know?
It's like a Judd Apatow movie where there's no villain.
And it's too long.
It's 20 minutes too long. There's no villain except for something that is like an actual personality trait of one of the protagonists.
Right.
That functions as the antagonist.
So you're saying a 65-game bull season is okay for you? You know, 82 games for everybody else around the league.
I loved the 56-game Continental Basketball Association schedule. Loved it. Loved that. That was just right.
And we had a 66er not too long ago, right?
Yep. Yeah. 56 was right there. You know, every game felt meaningful. But there was the quarter point system, though, which I still get a kick out of the quarter point system.
You win a quarter. And
it's standings points. You get 3 points for a win. You get 1 point for winning every quarter. So
that's just somebody was getting really high.
It's great for a minor league because it forces coaches to play at best players even in blowouts. You're always at a quarter scoreboard, and it was cool.
You got mad at a guy for coaching for every damn quarter.
But they
can't do that with real athletes. That's what I'm saying. You can't do that with guys who are investing millions and millions of dollars.
It's a
LeBron, we're only up 2 in the quarter, even though we're up 30 in the game. Get your ass back in there.
It's going to rain in here before
You hear something about playmakers.
I totally get it's a gimmick, but what? I still look at quarter scores. I still will look at that was a 7.
Who won the quarter? Yeah.
Do you know how it is rare to get a
4-quarter 7-0
sweep that you get the 3 standings points and you win every quarter. You know, there's a lot of 6-1s, a lot of 5-2s, and the occasional 4-3. It's like, you know, like a hockey overtime, essentially, one of these. You get the standings point. But you know, you look at a 7-0 sweep, and you look at what some of the bad Sixers teams are doing. That just means it is really hard, even if you are awful. It is very hard to lose all 4 quarters.
Because you're going to have a run at some point in the NBA game.
Right.
You got enough people on a team that can hit a shot. You know, at some point, they're going to sit their starters if they're blowing you out.
You're going to have a lineup that clicks for a few minutes while theirs is just mailing it in. You know, you got guys running up and down the floor smoking because they're up 35 points.
Actually lighting up on the court and smoking.
They don't care.
By the way, did you see the Steven Jackson story?
A new one?
Well, I mean, it happened back in the day, but kind of new. Steven Jackson.
He was a guy on my all-knucklehead team.
Steven Jackson. This is from the Bleacher Report a day ago. Headline, Steven Jackson reveals he occasionally smoked marijuana before NBA games. He said, I just got to be real. You know, it's been a couple of games where I smoked before games and had great games. And it's been some games where I smoked before the game and was on the bench after 3 minutes.
A lot of guys do it because that's the best way to relax. You take so much stuff to get up for the games, and guys don't like taking all that pills and stuff to heal. Go home, smoke your blunt, man. You sleep good. I've done a lot before a game sometimes and still was out there to go out and be productive. I just got to be real.
Right.
You know, it's been a couple games where I smoked before games and had great games. It's been some games where I smoked before the game and was on the bench after 3 minutes sitting on the sideline trying, please calm down. This high has to calm down. I done shot 3 shots and then went over the backboard.
That was Steven Jackson with Michael Rapaport.
And if you've ever been around basketball or anybody, like whether it be high school, college, or professionally, you always have known about or either talked to the guy.
I played better when I'm stoned. Thought
he was better high. Yep. And I told Shep the story about the guy who I was around in high school. I didn't play high school basketball, but was around in high school who just had recreational games, pickup games, didn't matter. Felt like he had to take one to the face before he went out there and played a little ball. And he ended up being like 300 pounds and never really padding out to anything. But there's some dudes who's like before an NBA game. Like I understand, you know, maybe you do it after the game, you know, you calm yourself down. And a lot of guys, like you mentioned, dudes want to be popping pills all the time and giving themselves ulcers or getting hooked on painkillers. Next thing you know, that NBA money runs out and you're down on the corner here getting a bag of heroin because you can't keep up with your opiate addiction anymore. Like guys are smoking weed after games, but This dude said that he smoked it before an NBA. You know how fast an NBA game is moving for you to slow it down that much? And then I'm glad he told the other side of it too, where he's like, "Yeah, I was throwing shots over the backboard and being benched in the first 3 minutes."
I brought this up with Lionel yesterday. Talk to Norm Van Leer sometime.
Well, Norm was on another level. There's certain guys who can party in that realm without being affected. We've all known them. Where it's like you know they're a little, you know, nice, but you could not be what they were on and still be in that zone. You know, like the guys who could control themselves or not freak out or not get mad paranoid when they were high on something. Yeah, not me. not me.
I know some dudes that were so chill, just no matter what. Like
that you couldn't tell they were high or not? Or
after a while, it kind of didn't matter. It was sort of like Dean Martin, where Dean Martin was drinking apple juice the whole time. I mean, they're probably
like he was drunk.
But he had that thing. It was probably so. I don't know
where he moved.
But like you said, there's some guys who can just operate on a certain level, either socially or artistically or athletically, in a certain state where the rest of us would just be a complete vegetable, just completely incapacitated.
Yeah, I know a guy who's like, "Yeah, I need my medicine." And I'm like, "Your medicine? Like, what are you talking about? It's not even medical grade. Like, stop calling it medicine. That is Reggie. That is regular weed. Stop calling it your medicine. Yeah, I need to go get my medicine, man. You have me an omelet. Next thing you know, roll up. I feel good for the day. I'm like, bro, like you need to stop working from home. Maybe you need to go in somebody's office every day to have that kind
put
of
a tie kind on. Of, yeah, put a tie on, maybe.
He's just sitting there butt naked in the bed rolling up a blunt with a tie on.
Several people have gave us this information. Tigers outfielder Tyler Collins last spring was booed after losing a ball in the lights.
It was a regular season game.
It was a regular season game. And then he walked back to his position, and he put the middle finger up right in front of his face.
Really?
And flipped off the fans, and then I guess he got sent down to the minors and was never heard from again.
See, I want to know if it was an angry flip off or it was kind of one of those kind of like,
it was angry.
It was angry.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
You can read his lips, too.
All right. Yeah. I mean, when you lose it like that, like there's certain things I think that need to be allowed back in sports. For instance, we talked about the throat slash gesture. I'm fine with that.
It's quite a policy campaign. You have bring back the throat slash gesture.
The throat slash gesture is fine with me. Flipping off fans should be fine because fans are idiots sometimes. You know, I've been one of them before. And keeping the camera on the guy while he gets his ass whooped after running on the field, I think that should be mandatory. Like I think,
no, we don't want to dignify that by making him famous and showing him.
Right. Well, we don't want to encourage it. Well, you know, it's kind of like hockey fighting. Like you should just have one hockey fight at the beginning of the season and never have to get in another one if it discourages people running into your star. Right. I feel as if you show people,
even hardcore hockey people are off.
I know. But I feel as if you show enough people just getting beat to the white meat for running onto a field, because you're making some big fat security guard who didn't think he was going to have to do this today run. Like, one, you've shown everybody that he or she didn't do their job, all right? Then you are chasing them, a drunk person, through a field. No, don't take that camera off them. I like the Philly fan, the Philadelphia Phillies fan who got tased. Like, yeah, show that. You want to be a part of the action. Now you are on camera. Perform for me.
What movie is it? Oh, I'm trying. Is it? I have a memory of Sean Connery. Is it The Untouchables, or is it some other movie where he chases somebody down? Enough of this running crap, or something like that.
Is it The Rock?
No, it's Sean Connery.
I mean the movie The Rock. I'm not talking about Dwayne Johnson, idiot. I didn't mistake.
Again, you're confusing Sean Connery with The Rock.
B-Mac confirms it is Untouchables.
It is The Untouchables. All right, enough of this running bleep.
Stone.
Right? Yeah. Stone, what was it before you changed it? Oh, I like him.
So I've been at you fat Amish pig.
No, seriously, that'll be my, when I become Secretary of Sports in Donald Trump's cabinet, I will take
gotta
off.
Gotta beat up Frederick Douglass from the position.
Yeah, me and Freddie D are gonna have to spar. It's gonna be like Batman where he breaks the pool cue and then throws it to us and say, figure it out. No, so I will bring back, this is my first day in office, first First executive order, bring back sports beatings. Like, allow people to see what happens when you run on to the playing fields of America. Throat slash gestures must come back. In fact, I demand them. I want every game winner that is hit, you have to have a mandatory throat slash.
Okay.
And marijuana for everyone, like for all athletes. You know, 'cause
mandatory.
Like, mandatory. Even if you don't smoke, you have to have marijuana on you. What else? Condoms for everybody, because there's a big issue in sports these days with the fellas not wearing condoms.
It's a good idea. Sports executive orders.
I'm down.
Being issued right here.
Yeah, I was thinking too small. I was thinking too local. I was going to run for mayor of the city against Lawrence. I had my honey bun campaign, and hot Cheetos campaign that he was against. But no, Lawrence can battle with Chewy Garcia next go round. I'm going for the Secretary of Sports. That's what I'm aiming for.
I'm still busy trying to swap out Sean Connery and The Rock in various movies.
Yeah, I said The Rock as if he had never heard of the movie, and two, like, I would mistake Sean Connery with Dwayne Johnson. Come on, man.
Like bumping his way through the Red October, Marco Ramius. Dwayne Johnson is Captain Marco Ramius.
Let's go.
All right. Sorry, man. Gotta take a break. Yeah. We'll talk to Chris Hine in about 15 minutes on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Do not let the Patriots fool you. This one means even more, and there's even more pressure to get this one than there was last time around. Imagine the Patriots running on that crazy fuel all year long and taking that revenge tour all the way to Houston only to lose. That would be like losing the last game of an undefeated season. And imagine it happening to that team twice. It'd be almost enough to drop the C-bomb. Choke. I mean, sure, they'd still be 4-3 in Super Bowls, but they would have lost the two that they wanted most. And we do know how much Tom Brady wants this one. He won't say so, but he doesn't have to. 5-2 sounds a hell of a lot better than 4-3, and if you're the Pats, you cannot have that revenge tour come this far and then melt down. I'm Jim Rome.
Cars for kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Five.
Football fans, the big game between New England and Atlanta is Sunday. If you are having a party and you want to score with guests, visit Paulina Market. You won't fumble by purchasing homemade entrees like chili, jambalaya, their pigskin summer sausage football, or choose from 25 brats and sausages. Sack the crowd with appetizers like cocktail meatballs and shrimp, chicken wings, or grab some craft beers or bottles of specialty wine. Make your party a hit and visit Paulina Market now at 3501 North Lincoln or go to paulinamarket.com.
Great leaders are vital to driving success in any organization. At Lake Forest Graduate School of Management, leadership is at the core of their MBA. Through the Leadership MBA, you develop the skills to be an agile leader who advances strategy, innovation, and your organization. Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is Chicago's only business school with a faculty of 100% proven business leaders. These VPs, directors, board members, and entrepreneurs are real-world leaders who practice what they teach. Join them at the Lake Forest Graduate School of Management MBA Open House on February 6th in Schaumburg or on February 9th at their Lake Forest campus and experience the Lake Forest difference. Sit in on a real class and network with current students and alumni. Learn how great leaders change lives with the Lake Forest MBA. Reserve your seat now for February 6th in Schaumburg or February 9th in Lake Forest at lakeforestmba.edu/visit. That's lakeforestmba.edu/visit.
Hey, mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work so hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're interested in refinancing your existing home, give me a call. Bev was self-employed when she called to refinance last year, but couldn't because she didn't make any money. Bev shut down her business, secured a salary job, and called to pay off 50 grand of credit card debt she accumulated, keeping her business afloat. I helped Bev refinance to pay off all her debt and reduced her payments over 2 grand a month. A lot of listeners think you have to wait 6 months after securing a job to get a mortgage. Wrong! If you're now receiving a salary after being self-employed and would like to pay off debt to lower your monthly payments like Bev did, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 43 358 RMLA NMLS 1.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. The Bulls are in Oklahoma City tonight to tip off their six-game road trip. Taj Gibson is back after sitting out the Philly game with a sore ankle. That's an 8:30 game time. In hockey, the Blackhawks fell 6 points behind the Wild after dropping their third straight with a loss in San Jose. Tomorrow night, they play in Arizona. Elsewhere in the NHL, the St. Louis Blues fired Ken Hitchcock. Mike Yeo takes over as head coach. NFL news, the city of San Diego has reportedly reached out to the league office to inquire about the availability of the Oakland Raiders. Roger Goodell told the NFL media today that he's very committed to Thursday Night Football. He says less turnovers and penalties in those games would lead to high-quality football on Thursday night. In baseball, the Cubs acquired right-handed pitcher Eddie Butler from the Rockies in exchange for right-handed pitcher James Ferris. Butler was selected by Colorado in the supplemental first round of the 2012 draft. Last year, he went 2-5 with a 7.17 ERA in 9 starts and 17 appearances in the big leagues. The two teams also exchanged international bonus money slots, and the Cubs designated Dylan Floro to make room for Butler on the 40-man. National signing day today, Illinois State lands 6-foot, 7-inch offensive lineman Kobe Buffalo Meat out of Lawrence, Kansas. Buffalo Meat. Keeping your car running at its peak begins at AutoZone. Maximize performance, fuel economy, engine life, and save. Get a 5.25-ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel System Treatment for just $3.99. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday as the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
There's good, there's better, there's best. We're looking for the best, and we feel like we go out and, you know, look at the whole country and mine for gold. I mean, we're looking for gold nuggets.
Jim Harbaugh.
Can't tell me there's not something wrong with that man.
There is definitely something wrong with him, but he's sort of a high-functioning lunatic in that he's found... He's doing what he's wired to do. He's touched the head.
Well, I'm a fan, because I'm a fan of Michigan football, and he's brought the program back to glory.
Just by mining for gold.
Mining for gold nuggets.
Finding golden nuggets of talent.
It's a weird day around the country, especially if you're in the South.
Yeah, because you've experienced it straight up in Atlanta.
That was a weird day. My first signing day.
I love the story because everybody's so into it, and then you hit the air.
From 6 in the morning till 6 at night, there was just a loud sucking sound taking place on our airwaves. And then I got on the air and said, hey, forget all that foolishness you just heard. This is weird.
Like you don't think this isn't weird. Right,
you had guys
children.
Not just children, but guys calling up breaking down kids. I've been watching this kid since 7th grade. He hasn't hit since then. He's a punk. I don't like his crew. And I'm like, dude, you're talking about a 17-year-old. It's the only thing in America where the hopes and dreams of 40-year-olds can be dashed by the results and effort of 17 to 22-year-olds.
And the coaches are just celebrating having successfully backstabbed all of their rivals.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for gold nuggets.
Okay, you got a few. I know you did. And some of them probably committed elsewhere. And now nobody even gets mad about it. They just call it flipping. It's not called stealing anymore.
Right.
It's you don't see somebody else's
kids,
verbal
And the kids
commit,
are the ones
right?
who don't keep their word. The kids are the targets. I remember somebody close to the Northwestern situation telling me about the negative recruiting that would take place against Northwestern, where teams would outright tell players of, you know, not just high academic standards, but, you know, mm-hmm. the great athletes saying, hey, you know, black people in Evanston, well, what you going to do there? Like dead ass talking to mothers and fathers like that. And I'm like, wow, that didn't happen. And sitting there talking, and the next year, same person would tell me, all right, this school did it again this year, or this school picked out one of these kids. And that's why Northwestern, you know, they have a heavy recruiting base in New Jersey and a lot of Eastern states. You know, they go out there and they go, hey, you don't know a lot about Evanston. Sounds like Chicago. Come on through to the, you know, come on through and hang out on the North Shore. Because especially in this city where, high school football isn't that popular, especially in the public league. You know, you got some of these public league schools where, you know, you get a 4-star recruit or a close to a 5-star recruit every 5 or 6 years. The first thing they tell them is, oh, you're not going to go up to Evanston, are you? Ain't nothing in Evanston for you. Like, that happens. That's weird. It's 17, 18-year-olds that you're cutting off a complete, you know, a completely different life maybe for them and acclimating to other cultures because you want to have a better football team.
Caller 9 of the Score's contest line at 312-591-6700 wins a pair of tickets to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show. The show will be held February 10th through 12th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. For more details, visit motorcycleshow.com. Chris Hine on the Blackhawks next on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Riggins do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah. The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast, From Brooklyn to the World.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's CARS with a K.
when it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day. Celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the Blackhawks road trip begins with an L. The Hawks fall to 30-17-5. Your final of the night, 3-1 San Jose.
2 minutes to go there. We just want to make sure that let's get it to overtime and then look for the extra point there. But three games in a row, we've given up some points, and whether it's one, two, three, four, five, or six, but that's you get zero. It's a tough pill to swallow, and you know you got to make sure that you don't want to be scored upon at any time, particularly that time of the game.
Gotcha, Coach Q. Highlight courtesy Comcast Sportsnet, as we are joined now by Chris Hine on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. Chris is on Twitter, at Christopher Hine. Hello, Chris.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for jumping on with us, man. That was an interesting game last night. You could tell that the legs were back underneath both those teams. You got the big old beard of Joe Thornton skating around, and some really...
He looks like an idiot.
Yeah, it's a big beard on that man. And some slick skating and some slick replay review taking that goal off the board. But how would you characterize that game in the last week or so of Hawks hockey?
I thought that was one of the better games overall, aside from the last couple of minutes that the Hawks played recently. It looked like a playoff game for the first 55 minutes or so, and you know, San Jose just had enough at the end there. The only thing that's concerning for the Hawks is, you know, it gets carried over from before the All-Star break, is third periods all of a sudden they've been choking away games and choking away points. And you know, for the last several years, that's been a point of emphasis for them, is protecting leads and taking tie games and getting it into overtime or coming back from one goal deficits. And last night they let a tie game turn into a loss, and before the break they had two in a row that they went in leading in the third period, and that turned into a pair of regulation losses, which hadn't happened since the beginning of the 2014-15 season. So a couple issues they need to correct there. They've been playing a lot of close games this year, so I think it was kind of bound to happen at some point that they're going to lose some of them. But when you get a couple in a row like that, it's definitely concerning.
And we can break down who's on what line and who's paired with whom, but isn't this in large part, and I don't want to oversimplify, but when the Blackhawks are themselves, they have the puck. And when right now they just don't have the puck enough. They are a possession team. They get it cycling, the pressure builds, and it ends up in a goal. And they haven't sustained puck possession enough, and quick plays off faceoff wins. Once that starts to climb up, doesn't everything improve?
That's the idea. But here's the thing. I don't know that it's going to start to climb up. But I did a story about a month ago on their possession numbers compared to where they were when they won the cups. And when they won the three cups, their Corsi number, which is, you know, the amount of shots that they take compared to their opponent, shot attempts, that is, was around 55%, 54% in the high 53s the 3 years they won the cup.
They're below 50 right now, right?
They're right around 50 right now. Okay. I think they're a hair above 50, but that puts them in the middle of the pack of the NHL. You know, the 3 years they won the cup, they were, you know, top five in the league, if not number one. So it is a big concern right now that those numbers haven't changed at all since I wrote that story in January. And that is their style. That is how they've built a sort of dynasty here. And right now, last season, and it's carried over into this season, they haven't had quite the amount of puck possession that they like. They've also been giving up a lot of high-danger scoring chances. Mm-hmm. They're one of the worst teams in the league at allowing high-danger scoring opportunities. And that's why I think, you know, people are quick to pin it on Corey Crawford, or, you know, they see goals go by him, and it's like, you know, put Darling in, trade Crawford, you know, that sort of knee-jerk reaction. But really, when you look at their possession numbers and the amount of high-danger scoring opportunities that they've allowed, Corey Crawford, you know, and the goaltending has kept them in a lot of these games. So I don't know if there's a move to be made out there that could drastically take you from a 50% Corsi team to a 54% Corsi team, but we'll see what happens over the next month or so here.
Well, it sounded like Stan Bowman was trying to jawbone down some of the expectations by saying, well, things are different, and we got some young players, and it's not going to be like it was. And I don't know, is that a cap issue, or is that was that a statement intended to be heard by more than just fans?
I think it was a statement intended to be heard by more than just fans. I think, as Joe Quenneville likes to always say, things change quickly in our business. And we got 4 weeks until the trade deadline comes around here. And I think if Stan Bowman looks at his team and looks at where they're at the end of this month, and there's a big fish or somebody out there that he can go and get and just give up a first round or a second round pick to go and get him, I don't think he's going to hesitate to pull the trigger. I honestly don't. I think coming into the season, Stan was very confident that, you know, some of the younger players that they have on this roster were going to step up and fill big time roles for them. A couple of them have. Hartman and Hinostroza have shown flashes of really good play at times. Others have gone back and forth to Rockford, like Nick Schmaltz, Gustav Forsling, and Tyler Mott, who's currently down there. I do think the cap is a little bit of a constraint, but it's not a huge constraint. They will have a little bit of room to play with. And teams are always willing to retain salary and trade. So I don't think that cap situation is the big hamstring here. It's do they want to give up more draft picks? And honestly, is there a fit out there? Because you look at the last two seasons, Bowman has really gone for it at the deadline. He went for Antoine Vermette 2 years ago, and he went for Andrew Ladd a year ago. And both of those moves didn't quite pan out the way you expected when they made the moves on draft day. Antoine Vermette came up huge in the Stanley Cup final and the Western Conference finals, but he was a healthy scratch there for some games in the regular season and the playoffs. So even if there is a big move to be made, it has to be the right fit. And just because he may go out and spend a first round draft pick on the biggest name that's available on the trade market doesn't always mean that move is going to work.
I know Jonathan Toews was an all-star, but even he said, hey, I probably shouldn't be here. There should be other guys on this team that should be here. If you had to dice his season up into parts or percentages, whatever you want to do with it, how much of it is him slowing down because of age or injury, and who's playing on that top line with him consistently?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think early in the year, he was the back injury that sidelined him for about 9 games or so. It was a nagging thing that he was dealing with before the injury. And he actually, coincidentally, it was in San Jose that he aggravated it back in November. And that's what sidelined him for a while. But it was bothering him before that. And I think they let him take his time coming back. He's fine now from everything I've heard. But in the beginning of the season, that's one of the reasons why his numbers were down. Now, he's played with all sorts of different partners on that top line. You know, they've tried him out with Panarin and Kane at times. You know, Hose has been there. Hose has been dropped down to the third line. And, you know, he's been playing with Panik and Hartman, and last night Schmaltz was there. So it is hard, and they're going to tell you that it doesn't matter who you're playing with. You have to play the system, you know, the usual kind of cliches. But
of course it matters.
Of course it matters. You need to develop a chemistry mm-hmm. there. I mean, look at the second line of Panarin and Isimov and Kane. Those guys play well because they played well together for a long time. And I truly do think it matters. And the fact that every couple of games there's a new left winger, or hell, even two other wingers, I think that does matter. And it affects how he can play, how he distributes the puck. You know, other players have to get used to playing with him and his style. So I do think it does matter.
So did you ever get to track down Nick Jonas? I sort of buried the lead here because I thought that was I was wondering, because you seemed somewhat excited to be in the building with him.
No, well, I think more of my friends, you know, as some of your listeners may know, that I am gay, and they some of my friends texted me immediately and said, "Hey, Nick Jonas is in the building with you." I said, "I don't think I'm going to get down there to say hello to him. Sorry, guys."
I showed it to my daughter's a huge Nick Jonas fan, not only because of the music, but also because he is he's a type 1 diabetic also, mm-hmm. and is mm-hmm. he does a lot for it and sets a terrific example for it. So she got a kick out of that too, just seeing that kind of response. But it was, you know, the NHL is doing a better job with some of the productions, and I don't know if any of the All-Star stuff actually works, but they're trying. And for a league that is usually can't get out of its own way, they at least have some idea of what they think their core wants.
And Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
And don't forget yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Maybe you tweeted this. It's he doesn't do radio edits, right?
No, he doesn't. You know, that was interesting to see those introductions, and you know, it's you know, F this and you know, all just blaring over the Staples Center speakers, you know. On live television, it was great. I thought the All-Star Weekend, you know, like you said, say what you want about the NHL and some of the things they've done. I thought this All-Star Weekend was very well done. They had a decent amount of star power out for it. I thought the top 100 was the top 100 show was very well done, and it was great to see all those players in one room on one stage together. It was kind of a surreal feeling. They let us out to interview them on the stage of the Microsoft Theater after the show was over nice. That night. And you're just bumping into, you know, Bobby Orr, Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, you know, and not to mention, you know, like Dennis Savard, Tony Esposito, all these legends of hockey are all there on one stage for you to just go and talk to. And you know, we didn't have quite enough time to, I think everybody would have liked a little more time. And we just, you know, it was just a great moment that night.
All right, Chris, I know we got about a minute left, but this is the time where Brothers for Hockey assemble. Hashtag Brothers for Hockey. We all get together and start to think about how the Hawks stack up against everybody else. Who are some of the pretenders and some of the contenders in the NHL this year that we need to keep our eyes on?
Very good question. There's a lot of teams in contention right now, especially in the Western Conference. I'll just kind of stick to that. Right now you've got like Dallas, Calgary, St. Louis just made a coaching change today. All these teams are going to be jockeying for position over the next month or so. Vancouver is even in it right now. The only teams that are out of it are Colorado and Phoenix. I do think in the East, if Tampa Bay gets back together, they could be a team that goes from out of the playoffs and possibly is a cup contender right now. But that Eastern Conference is a slog right now. The Metropolitan Division is one of the best divisions in hockey in a long time. So I think the Eastern Conference is much stronger than the Western Conference, but you know, don't count out the Hawks in the Western Conference, because it is a weaker conference, and they've shown that they can turn on come playoff time. And even though they didn't do it last year, I still kind of like their chances when I see some of the teams that are in the West.
Chris, thanks as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
No problem, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Chris Hine of the Chicago Tribune. A little bit of news here. Bob Nightingale, baseball writer for USA Today, tweets that the Texas Rangers suddenly have increased their pursuit of White Sox ace Jose Quintana. Still unknown whether they will pull off deal. More on that is...
Is the mythical Joey Gallo still available?
Well, he hits balls a long way. Yeah,
especially against White Sox pitching.
Just think that's part of the problem, is he doesn't have the opportunity if he's a member of the White Sox. But certainly that would be an intriguing name involved there. We'll keep you updated as we find out more about that. Next up, football discussion with Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
The Score is proud to announce the launch of our brand new state-of-the-art culinary kitchen. Log on to culinarykitchenchicago.com for your chance to win your way into an exclusive cooking demonstration and discussion with 93 XRT's Lynn Bramer and Pork and Mindy's executive chef and Food Network star Jeff Morrow on February 6th. If you love food, you've got...
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
when it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day. Celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18. 18-